This is Millie, and welcome to the Escaping Narcissistic Mothers podcast, where you'll find the validation and love you've been looking for. I can help you navigate the difficult waters of going no contact. Please follow me on Instagram at Escaping Narcissistic Mothers, all one word. Hi, everybody. I hope you're having a good day. And a good week, and a good month, and wow, July. We're at the end of July now. It's just going by so quickly this year. I'm also, now that I've told everyone, me working 7 weeks, I've finished. That is a, for me, that is an amazing feat. In part, it has been the years of that I've done of healing. And I know because of my behavior at work is very different than it used to be. And I don't mean doing my job, but in keeping my mouth shut. And I think maybe a lot of you have this issue too. And it all stems from wanting to be accepted. So you do things that you shouldn't do, and it's working out really well for me. I know stuff, but I don't say stuff, and I'm going to keep it that way because if something does ever happen, it's never going to be because I said something. And again, I'm talking more on a, like the little conversations you have with people, not work related necessarily. Anyway, I've joined Buy Me a Coffee. So you guys have been listening a lot lately. I'm getting over 7,500 downloads a month. That's my record. Yay. If you find my podcast helpful, buy me a coffee. The link is down in the description, okay? In the show notes. It's $5 a cup. I don't think I could actually get a cup of coffee at Starbucks with that, but you know, I can get tea. Okay. I really do appreciate it. And I am working part time. So if you can buy me a coffee, I've had 3 people buy me a coffee right now from Instagram, but I know that it's going to be you guys to do it because this is what really is helping you. I get that. All right, I hesitate to make a podcast about this again, but I feel it's necessary, and I've been inspired by one of my Instagram, actually someone in my Facebook group, guys in the show notes, go down, and there's a private, secure Facebook group, okay? It's me and another moderator. We look at your answers to your questions. If it sounds fuzzy, we don't let that person in, okay? You don't know how many people we decline. We look at the, if there's any indication that you may be fake or you joined Facebook very recently, now we ask you in that case. Because I know a lot of you may change Facebook pages because you don't want contact with your family. We get that, but you need to tell us. Please check, if you do want to join, check your instant messages, private messages, okay? In case something goes wrong and we need to know something from you. We ask 3 questions and we need an answer to the 3, except one of the questions based on the first question. So if you don't answer the second, it's okay. But we need answers to the questions. If you don't answer the questions, we can't agree to the rules. It is a private group, so nobody can see those posts. So posting anonymously, you can do that. I'm not going to say no to that. But you don't have to. That's the whole point of the group. And please only post questions or this is happening to me. Is this going to change? Whatever. No memes, no pictures, nothing like that. We just want to keep it to questions and the group helping. And let me tell you, I have a fantastic group. The women that tend to give the advice know what they're saying. Okay. Some of them were no contact way more time than me. I was no contact with my mother for 4 years, but that's because she died. So I had to stop counting. You can't count no contact if the person's not there, right? yes, I'm laughing because it's funny. That is funny. I can't count no contact days because she died. So I am no contact with my father though. So I'm not really counting with him. It is what it is with him. It doesn't matter. See, that's a healthy response right there. See, things have changed for me. Working has changed how I feel about things and EMDR. I have to give credit to EMDR, and if you don't know what it is, Google it, please. All right, moving on. So now, buy me a coffee, my group, and how to go no contact. Okay, so why am I talking about this? Because one of my group members, whom I have so much love for, I really do. She's been there a long time, and she posted something about, you know, listening to my past podcast, my previous one, and she was saying how she belongs to another group. And I know a lot of you listen to lots of podcasts, watch videos, and I recommend it by all means. That's how I did it too. Chris Godinez, Godinez. Look her up if you haven't found her yet on YouTube, and she has a podcast. Dr. Ramani, of course, Ramani. These are people that you should be listening and watching to understand narcissistic people and parents in particular. And books. There are so many books. I'll try to remember to post them in the description because there's so many books. I don't just want to choose one. Okay, so here we go. How to go no contact. No contact means zero contact, and any form of information that is going from you through wherever to get to your parent or your mother is contact. Okay? That is contact. I know because I have done it. There have been situations where I wanted my mother to know something, so I went through a family member back when I was talking to them still, or talking not to them, to one person. That's contact, so don't do that. But how do you start no contact? There are people who think that they need to tell the narcissist because it's going to upset them, or you want them to know because you're a good person. You want to give an explanation, except they don't care. They don't care. All you are going to do by writing a letter or an email or a text or calling them to tell them, that's why I'm not talking to you, is going to get either you're going to get rage. The smear campaign is going to start immediately. And actually, I heard that from Chris Godinez from her one of her latest videos. Okay. And the person who inspired me, she said that it bothers her. And it used to bother me. It doesn't bother me anymore because I get that everyone is different. Everyone has to experience things to learn from it. Not everyone learns from listening to me, right? And learns from my experience. Okay? I get that. And that's fine. I'm doing this to help you in whatever way I can. But if you don't believe me or you decide, I'm not going to do it that way, that's your choice. This podcast is my experience. This is not the opinion of the world. This is my experience, my opinion, okay? This is not to be used as therapy, you know? If you want to go no contact, really go no contact, you do not tell the narcissist, you do not tell mom, hey, mom, I'm going no contact with you because you interfere in my life and you're ruining my marriage. And you want me to, you tell me how to raise my kids and you're still controlling me and you call me names. And they know where what they're doing. And if you don't think that they know, I listen to a podcast and it's a fun podcast. I listen to it for its funness, but it got serious this last time. And let me explain it. They're called the Dating Detectives. It's a woman who lives in Florida. I found her on TikTok. And she was talking about the new podcast. And I went over to listen. And she's a private investigator, and, you know, she does what I'm saying. She goes and follows people around for different reasons, right? She gets hired by someone, and she has to follow that person around and find out what they're doing. Are they cheating? Are they running around when they're not supposed to because of a workers' comp case, insurance fraud, all that. She does all that. This particular podcast is about dating what she calls, what they call, I'm not taking on this term, I'm just saying what they say, dog fishing, or being a dogfish, which is the person's not a catfish. In other words, they look like the person they are. They're not portraying themselves as a different person physically, but they portray themselves, they lie about who they are. And sometimes they're married, right? And they're saying to the romantic partner, the girlfriend or boyfriend, that they're not married. And, you know, in one case, there was a girl who was calling or texting her boyfriend who was going to ask her to marry him on the day of her wedding to someone else. She was getting ready for her wedding. That is dog fishing. Okay, so that's what they call dog fishing. I think that may catch on. Anyway, dating detectives. So why do I know that narcissists know what they're doing? Because I know, all right? Part of it is just that I can feel that the things my mother did were done, were premeditated. The smear campaign is not something you do because you really feel, and I know it feels that way sometimes, because you really feel like your child is being awful to you and they feel like the victim. No, no, no. They victimize themselves so that people are on their side when they tell the story, right? They make you the villain. That's premeditated. That's not okay. But on the dating detectives, they had this guy who was a narcissist, okay? And they had a psychiatrist and a therapist, and correct me if I'm wrong and you listen to this. I know there was a psychiatrist on the panel, for sure. The other person, I don't know what they were. And the guy, this man who's a narcissist, he is one of the very few narcissists on this planet who became self-aware. Okay, so let's put that out there. Very few. He starts talking about the things he used to do to his wife. And he knew he was doing it. It wasn't like, I didn't know what else to do. Now, you do feel for him because he does talk about being, wanting to be unalived. Okay? And I'm saying that term because I know on social media you can't say the S word, but I don't agree with that. I think the S word is an important word because there's a punch to that word. And that is something we need to start preventing. And that is one of the reasons I do this, because I was the S word several times in my life because of my mother and my family. Anyway, moving on. So he admitted to the things that he was doing, how he was manipulating his wife to not. When she started to suspect something that he was cheating on her, he was also a sex addict. He's in recovery now. He would come up with lies and manipulate, know how to do things with her. So they are self-aware. So if you think that your parent is not aware of what they're doing, they are. 100% they are self-aware. Not self-aware, sorry. That's not the word. They're aware of what they're doing wrong. So telling them in a letter or a voicemail or an email or whatever in person is not telling them something they don't know. They know what they've done. Okay? So all you're going to get is either they're going to, no, stop talking to me. And it's going to, and you're going to feel bad because we're good people, and turn around and go back, right? And cancel the no contact. Or they'll rage, right? They'll rage, blame you for whatever, and say that you're an ungrateful child, that all the sacrifices they made in their life, yeah, all the typical stuff that they say, right? They put the responsibility on you. My mother used to say to me, I sacrificed. I didn't work when you were a kid. I stayed home to take care of you. And as a child, I used to say, well, I didn't ask you to stay home. Because that's it. That's the thing. They made those choices and they blame it on you. They say it's your fault. But you she didn't have to stay home. I didn't say, please don't go. Please don't go. But her actions affected how I saw, like, I still have trouble some days when my husband's at work and I'm home because I'm working part-time. So I'm home. Today's Friday. I'm off today. And he's at work, but only half a day today, so that's good. But there are days that being alone to me is the worst thing in the world. My anxiety is through the roof just because I'm alone. So rule number one, do not tell them to go no contact. Go no contact. Just stop. You stop. When you decide you're going no contact, you stop talking to them. Period. End of story. Okay? Now, some of you may have a reason. Because the way I didn't, when I went no contact, I didn't know anything about this. I didn't know about no contact. I didn't know about narcissism yet. I didn't know anything. I just knew that my mother did something that I can only be described as wanting to kill me. You guys, if you don't know the story, go back and listen to my other podcast. I don't want to go through this story again, but Hurricane Irma passed. We didn't have power for 10 days. My mother got power 2 or 3 days later. Didn't tell me. She didn't want me to have electricity or be able to breathe. And it got so bad that we had to rent a hotel room because my husband was feeling sick. He's sensitive to the heat and Gatorade and ice, and it wasn't doing enough. And we got in my car, we turned the air on, and we went looking for a hotel room and got lucky to get one. So that's why I went no contact, because I realized that my mother wanted me dead. And guys, they do. When you are the scapegoat, they want you to be as uncomfortable, miserable, and dead if possible. Chris Godina says it all the time, and I believe her. So that's why I went no contact. But if you are aware of the narcissism and you're doing it as a choice, because I feel like I didn't make that choice. I felt like I had no other choice but to protect myself because, you know, it was so bad. You just stop. Okay. And when you stop, that means you block their phone and anyone that is close to them immediately from your phone. Because you stop talking to them, they call you, you don't pick up because you haven't blocked them yet, right? They're going to start calling other people. You have to block everyone that's close to them. And as time goes on, you're going to start blocking people that are not close to them because they're going to go through every avenue to get to you. Trust me. Step one, block the narcissist and everyone close to them. Step two, block the email, your email, make sure that their email addresses go to a folder that you can't, I don't know if you can block. Through Outlook you can block, but I don't know other email, if Gmail, if you can block an email address, because I haven't tried. I don't have to. So block them from that. Block them from Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever social media you have, you are going to block them and those people that you blocked on your phone immediately. My suggestion, to be completely honest, is block anyone who can tell them anything. Make your Facebook page private, okay, if you have Facebook. I'm talking about Facebook, but just do this with every social media outlet that you have people that you contact your parents. Your mother. Block everyone, okay? Block them all, because if you leave just one person on there, that person's going to be the flying monkey. They will turn into them because you've left no choice, okay? Trust me. I learned this the hard way. I was still talking to one person in my family. He turned into the flying monkey. And I'm not saying he's a bad person. He's not. I still love him. But I had no choice because they were clearly using him to find out what I was doing in my life, how my daughter was doing. My daughter is LGBTQ. All he wanted to know was about my daughter. So they could talk about her? Hell no. No. They don't get to do that. They don't get to talk about my daughter. It's so freeing to know that I get to make my choices, how I treat her, who gets to know what's going on in her life. From my family, of course. The day that I went no contact with my cousin, it was my cousin, texted me, which he never did because my contact with him was more me contacting him because he had a kid and I didn't think he would ever had children and I was so happy for him. And I never met his son. You know, that's hurtful to me when I think about it, but I had no choice in the matter. He had the son during COVID and then this happened right after. So I never met his kid. I hope they're okay. I really do. But just loving him, I can love him without hurting myself. Right. And mourning his loss. Right. Because he was the last person left. Anyway, I had cut off everyone in my family except for him. And he became the flying monkey. So you will find that out who it is, because I can't go tell you specifically, you know, everyone who's a flying monkey. There might be someone in your family you can trust 100%. Maybe someone else who's in a similar situation, because there's not just one narcissist in a family. It's a family thing. It's a generational thing. And what I have found out, and I suspected, it's also in different communities and backgrounds and nationalities tend to be narcissistic, the parents. And so the children are going to be in the same boat as you. So you may have a cousin who you really trust. And that's okay. I'm not saying cut everyone off. If you trust that they're not going to tell anybody about your life, then please continue that relationship. Do not cut off people that you love immediately. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying cut off those people that you really don't care about that much and that you know are going to, that are on your mother's side. The ones that will tell you, but it's your mother. Yeah, those are the people that you need to cut off. So you've cut them off, you've blocked them on your phone, blocked them on all social media. The next thing is just making sure that they don't find things out about you. Because remember, narcissists need that. Look at what happened to me. My mother died in September 2021. I don't really need to hide anything anymore, right? Wrong. I wish that their legacy would end when they died, not when it's a family thing. And it is a family thing in my case. So I just told you I had to stop talking to my cousin, go no contact with him, right? Blocked him. Recently was going through my list of followers on my personal Instagram page because I go to my Instagram page once in a while, my personal one. And I look to see what's going on, but I don't post on there. I stop posting on there because there's a couple of people there that I'm keep at arm's length. So I don't post on there, right? And if I do, it's something silly. It's nothing, you know, nothing about me. And I realized that my cousin was still on there, so I had to block him, right? You might find that out, too, that you haven't completely, because it's hard. It's hard to remember everyone and who's where, and especially if you have 300 or 400 people, you're going to forget someone. You have to be careful. But look at what happened. I went no contact with my cousin, and I'm not going to tell the whole story because it's so long, and I've told it. If you go back to my podcast that around January, I tell this story in detail. But I stopped talking to him, and when they noticed, I stopped talking to my cousin. I went no contact with my cousin, and about 3 months later, when they realized I was no, it took him 3 months. That's how much he tried to talk to me, right? That means he hadn't attempted, and he hadn't, in 3 months to contact me. He realized I hadn't contacted him in 3 months. I started getting phone calls from my aunt, which is his grandmother, okay? Because he's my first cousin's son. He's my first cousin twice, for once removed. So my aunt called, and I assumed it was about one issue. And to this day, I don't know if that is the case or not. Actually, I'll say what it is. My other aunt, the one that lives in Cuba that I love, who is not a narcissist, she was the scapegoat for sure in the family. She was left behind while the other three siblings came to Cuba, and she got stuck with all the problems over there. I thought she had passed away. She's in her 90s. Or no, she's 88 or 89. And I tried to find out if that was the case without talking to my family directly. And I was told, in fact, it was the case. And then, just to drive me crazy, now the lawnmowers. This podcast is going to be great. just to drive me insane, my cousin from Cuba, my aunt's son, contacts me. And when I ask him about my aunt, he tells me she's alive. I don't know if that's true because he hasn't proven it to me. And I ended up blocking him as well. So there you go. They go through extreme lengths, the family, this isn't even my mother anymore, to find out what's going on in your life. Now, for the first month that I was working, I did not tell anybody or post it that I was working. I didn't want anyone to know, because I know they know that I have anxiety, and that makes me crazy. That's what my mother used to say. I was crazy. And because I am working and I'm moving on with my life, I'm not really sure I want them to know. And then I realized I cannot stop telling my friends, because I'm afraid that someone is in on Facebook that might tell someone else. So I posted it yesterday, and I didn't actually post I'm working. I posted a picture with a shirt, a company shirt, because it's a well-known nonprofit. And two people caught on immediately. One is my nephew, but this nephew is a nephew I just found out I had, and we have a relationship. We talk to each other, you know, at least through Facebook. We keep in touch. And he calls me tia, which is, it's such a beautiful sound to me. It means aunt in Spanish, because I never thought I would be an aunt, because I didn't have siblings, except I did. So he calls me aunt, and he's 42 years old, which is weird. Anyway, and then a friend of mine from New York who was like, you're working there, like, because it's a nice organization. So I was able to feel, you know, like, get that support from the people I wanted it from. Not from the people I don't want them talking about me. You know, like it's gossip. And that's what my family does. So my cousin from Cuba is on there. And my hope is that, because communicating to Cuba is not easy, even through the WhatsApp, it's not easy. It's spotty, the internet connection is not good on their end, that he won't have time to try and explain what's happening, and that he really doesn't understand, because I didn't actually post I'm working here. What I posted was I've been dropping hints, because what I did was post a picture with a view from my office and say, this is my view. I didn't actually say I'm working here. And when I posted the picture with my shirt on, what I wrote was, I've been dropping hints, ... something to that effect, right? And, you know, people who know me knew, understood what I was doing. That it was, that I was telling them I was working there. So, no contact is supposed to protect you from the narcissist and the narcissist's flying monkeys and the people that aren't supporting you. So, if you're doing anything to leave just a crack of a window open to you, believe me, they're going to open the window, they're going to break down that wall to get to you. No contact means steel trap door, you know, vault, a vault in a bank. That's no contact. If you have said, I'm not talking to my mom, and all you've done is stop calling her, that's not even close to no contact. That is, I want her to know that I'm not talking to her. That's all that is. That's not no contact. Because she has the ability to call you and you're going to be tempted to pick up the phone. Right? To answer your phone. That's not no contact. If you leave anything open, email, any way to contact you, that is not no contact. All right, real quick, I've been talking for a while now. Let me see how long it is so far. I cannot see people. I'm going to get my eyes checked tomorrow. And I still can't see. I don't know how long this is. Oh, I use GarageBand on my phone and I can't tell the length of time. I think it's 30-something minutes already. I've spent a lot of time on just trying to find out how long I've been talking. Okay, so the other part of no contact. So you've blocked them and you've blocked the people that have contact with them. Is if they contact you through the mail, snail mail. Okay, so you have kids most likely and they send birthday gifts and all of that. If they send a card to one of your children, I would open it in case there's money. I'm not telling you to throw money away, okay? Take the money out. Don't read the card. Rip it up. Put everything in a dumpster. Do not send back. Do not, please listen to me, do not put on any correspondence or gifts. You know, don't write, send back to the sender, you know? You know why? Because that tells them, first of all, that you received it. Second of all, you're telling them, I don't want this. Okay? You don't want it. But isn't it better that they don't know if you got it, number one? Number two, if you opened it? They don't know. If you just take it to the garbage and throw it away, or if you're curious, open it. Throw it away, right? Do not read anything, though. Nothing that's written on. A card, a letter, don't read those. Don't. Why? Because there's nothing good in there. I guarantee you 100%. If they are trying to Hoover you, which that's what that is, contact is Hoover. Then the letter is going to say something to the effect of either, I don't know what we did wrong. I'm sorry you feel that way. There's not going to be the apology that you want, which is, I am taking responsibility for X, Y, and Z that I did to you. And I'm going to change. I'm not going to behave that way anymore. They're never going to say that. Even to Hoover you, even if it's a lie, they won't say it. They cannot say that. So don't read anything that is written. Don't read it. Just throw it away. Throw it away. You don't need to read that. You don't need to know anything coming from them. Okay? So I hope this was helpful. I hope that if you're considering no contact, that you listen. And if you don't believe me, go to Chris Godinez. She's a licensed therapist. Look for a no contact video because I learned from her. to her videos. Go to Dr. Romney's videos tend to be short. They're meant for social media, not YouTube. So she talks about like one trait of narcissism, and yeah, she knows about narcissism, but you know, she says the best way to deal with a narcissist is no contact. It just is. Any opportunity that you have to be around the narcissist, they're going to take to abuse you. That's just the way it is. So I hope that this was helpful. Again, buy me a coffee. I do this to help you guys. I really do. I do it because I don't want you to trip up the way I did, make the mistakes I did, because it took me years. I'm six and a half years and counting of healing from the knowledge that my mother was a narcissist, because that is what I'm healing from. Because before 6.5 years ago, I didn't really know what she was. And I knew that I didn't have a great relationship, but I didn't know what it was. And when I realized what she was doing, that's when the healing has to start. Because you can't sit there knowing that someone's hurting you on purpose, that they're toxic. And that's what happened with me. And I want you guys to not make the same mistakes. Even if you learned one thing from this podcast, I feel like I've done something, right? I feel like I've helped you in some way to not have to not make it such a hard experience. Just one little thing was easier for you than for me, because I'm telling you how it happened to me. So it's, remember, no contact is complete steel trap door, right? You're not letting anyone in or anything out. You're keeping your family close, your spouse, your children. That's who you are communicating with. Now, I can make a podcast about that too, because of course, if you have children, it gets complicated. I'm so lucky my daughter's turning 21 in a few days, and I don't even have to talk to her dad anymore. That's just the icing on the cake. But I Father's Day passed, and my dad's birthday was in the beginning of the month, and I haven't asked my daughter, did you talk to grandpa? And you know what the best part is? I didn't have to. Like, before, it was something I had to force myself to do. This time, I just didn't even think of asking her. It didn't cross my mind to ask her, because I don't want to know. I just don't. I really don't want to know. All right, guys. I love you so much. I hope this was helpful. I hope I'm helping you. I really do. I thought, if when I started working, that I wouldn't do this anymore. But in my heart, I know that I have to do this, because I can't. I have to do this. I have to. This is who I am, who I've been, and I need to keep talking about it to help other people. Now that the word narcissist is so popular, but do people really know what a narcissist is? But we know, right? I love you guys. Until next time.